Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wealth Map Radio. We have a packed one for you today. Case studies and examples that are impactful, that matter to you, that show rubber meets the road, real-world concepts. We're also doing five high-level major updates to Social Security, so you're going to want to stick around and tune in for that as we dig in and dive into each one of those and how they might affect you. Let me tell you what we're doing today. If you're one of the first seven to call in and set up a free visit to get your Compass Report done, we will also give you a copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks. You got to love that title. Tom Hegna, the author, is an economist, a national best-selling author. He is a speaker and trainer to financial advisors across the nation, traveling to all these conferences and trainings and teaching financial advisors how to do retirement income planning, which is a very different skill set than, say, portfolio management. And so that's our gift if you're one of the first seven today. His best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks, also a Compass Report, totally complimentary. And let me tell you a little bit more about the Compass Report, what you might expect from it, what it can possibly do for you. Inside every Compass Report, there are two paths that we do. The first one is your current path. What does your trajectory as you sit today likely look like? And this takes into account all the dangers, opportunities, and strengths that are in your current outlook, in your situation. And we project forward with those things, all reasonable assumptions, taking all that into consideration. And I have to tell you that most people have never done this on a level that the Compass Report does. Just your current path, if you changed nothing, what are you likely looking at in the future? How long will the money likely last? What will your net after-tax income likely be? What collateral damage does your plan create in other pieces of your picture that you might not be aware of? What are the dangers? What are the opportunities and the strengths that you have? No matter what, we have never met anyone who does not have some dangers, some opportunities, and some strengths in their financial picture. So a Compass Report is designed to bring all of that out. And that's part one, the current path projection. Then part two is a more holistic path where we are behind the scenes doing a lot of work, doing analysis. What if you did this? What if you changed this? What if you did XYZ over here instead? And one of the major goals is naturally to create as many tax-free streams of income as we possibly can, and get people to the 0% tax bracket, if at all possible. So that part two of the Compass Report, the more holistic or revised path, often shows, I want you to hear me on this, a 30% net increase in income, net spendable income. Yes, that does have to do a lot with creating multiple streams of tax-free income. Number two, it shows that your assets
might last 7 to 10 years or longer compared to your current path projections. And a lot of that is attributed to removing friction, in other words, taxes, in your outlook. Taxes are the largest fee that most retirees pay. And so if we can remove those or mitigate them severely, then of course the assets last longer. They simply have less friction in the journey. And thirdly, what we often see is the tax burden. What your total retirement tax outlook could be reduced to. And we often see that in the 30 to 70% reduction range, which translates to, yes, tens, but many times hundreds of thousands of dollars of reduced retirement taxes. Many of that that might come in the form of reducing taxes on your Social Security, because that is so unnecessary. Those are often what we call voluntary taxes. Often, we also get into IRMA surcharges on Medicare premiums that your current picture could be causing, and you may not even know it, or that you're headed toward it. All of that is part of a Compass report, and many times if you're still working toward retirement, we find that a Compass report might show, with some common sense alterations, some optimizations, the things that we do at the firm, that you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you may have thought possible. So with that big, long introduction about what a Compass report is, what we commonly find in the analysis, we would like to do yours for you complimentary to show you what we can do as a firm. Yes, it's our chance to impress you. And if you're one of the first seven today, we will do yours complimentary. No two Compass reports are the same, because you are not the same as your neighbor or your brother. You deserve individualized strategies, and that's what each Compass report does. The phone number to set up your free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or you can visit us at wealthmapradio.com. And now we are going to dive straight in to the five major updates that recently happened for Social Security. So here we go. Number one is the COLA, or cost of living adjustment, for 2026, and this did take effect December 31st of last year. We saw a 2.8% increase in Social Security benefits. This did affect positively more than 72.5 million Americans. Now, what is this based on? It's based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. So it's just not the CPI, or the Consumer Price Index, at large. It's a specialized one called the CPIW, Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. Now, I'm going to show you how that 2.8% doesn't amount to as much as you might think as we go on. But that's number one. The COLA, or cost of living adjustment, was 2.8%. What has it been since 1995, the past 30 plus years or so? It's been about 2.5% on average per year. We did have a year or two in the past 30, 31 years in which there was no adjustment. But of late, with inflation in the, you know, a few years ago when that was getting heavy, we saw 6 and 7%, 5% adjustments. Here last year was 2.8. All right, number two, higher income limits for working beneficiaries. Well, here's how this works. If you are receiving Social Security and you are under your full retirement age, for most people that's age 67 right now, if you are working and receiving your Social Security benefits early, you can earn up to a new limit of $24,480 for 2026. What that means is that as long as you don't make more than that, $24,480 of wages, all right? Then you get your full Social Security benefits, again, assuming you've claimed them early. Now, what if you do make more than $24,480? You're under your full retirement age and you have claimed Social Security. For every $2 you earn above that limit, $1 is deducted from your Social Security check. Okay, so the threshold is $24,480. If I make $24,482, I will see $1 deducted from my benefits. Now, for individuals that reach full retirement age in 2026, the limit, so if you turn 67 this year, the limit is much higher. You can earn up to $65,160 without seeing any reduction. And this time, for every $3 above that limit, you have $1 removed from your Social Security benefits. But there's kind of a catch here. Let's say your birthday is May 1st of this year, and you're turning your full retirement age. That income limit of $65,160 only applies until your birthday. So if you're not going to make more than $65,160 before May 1st, the hypothetical birthday, then you will have no reduction in your benefits. All right, so that is the we have higher income limits now for working beneficiaries. And again, that only applies if you're having claimed Social Security and are younger than your full retirement age. If you're at your full retirement age or older and still working, you do not see any reduction in your Social Security benefits. Number three, the WEP and GPO repeal. The windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset were eliminated last year. They are still in full effect. And what this did was previous to the elimination of WEP and GPO, there were many teachers, firefighters, and other public servant employees who did not get to participate in Social Security, certainly not to the limit that others did. And that was about 3 million retirees or so. And so last year, when that was eliminated, it retroactively gave many people in that situation benefits back to January of 2024. This is the first calendar year in which the WEP and GPO repeal will be in full effect. And it continues and it benefits nearly 3 to 4 million people that have been caught up in that before. And if you've known teachers or federal employees or firefighters, many times that was one of the major complaints is they don't get to participate in Social Security. Now they do. Number four, major update is increased Social Security taxable wage base. In your wages, if you are an employee or if you're 1099, an independent contractor or self-employed, there is a maximum wage earning limit that you pay Social Security taxes on. Last year, that was $176,100. This year, it has been increased to $184,500. What this means is that you will pay Social Security taxes, which is 6.2% if you're a W-2 employee, or 12.4% if you're self-employed, up to $184,500. But if you make more than that, say you make $200,000, the amount above that threshold you will not pay Social Security payroll taxes on. You do, however, continue to pay on Medicare, the 1.45% if you're a W-2 employee, or 2.9%, double that if you are self-employed, has no upper threshold. It continues indefinitely. But for Social Security, the threshold has been raised to $184,500. But if you earn more than that as wages, you will not continue to pay taxation Social Security payroll taxes on any amount above that threshold. All right, number five, Part B Medicare premiums and deductible increases. Oh boy. The standard monthly premium for Medicare Part B has risen to $202.90 for 2026, which is an increase of $17.90 from the 2025 amount. Now, you might be saying that was $185 was the premium in 2025. Well, you might be saying, well, $17.90 a month isn't that big of an increase. Well, one of the things that you want to do in your financial, in your outlook when you're talking about your finances is see things in percentages or ratios. That is a 9.7% increase. And all I can say about that is ouch. And of course, that eats into COLA, doesn't it? So here's what I was referring to earlier. The cost of living adjustment for Social Security went up 2.8%, but Medicare premiums, which come out of your Social Security check, went up by 9.7%. So for the average Social Security recipient, if you have the average Social Security benefit check, which is about $1,900 and change, if you went up, saw a 2.8% increase on that, but a 9.7% increase on the fixed Medicare premium amount, the net result is 1.4% in net cost of living adjustment. It cuts it in half for the average Social Security recipient. And what about the annual deductible for Part B that is now up to $283 from $257 last year? That also is a pretty steep increase. And if you talk about Part D premiums increased about 6% or so year over year as well. So those right there are the five major updates for Social Security and a little bit of Medicare. Something that you'll really want to pay attention to is the IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums. If you're in line to have Aunt Irma, as we lovingly refer to IRMA, it's an acronym for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, and it's triggered if you make more than X amount. You know, there's a tier and a table. If you make more than that amount, you're going to start paying more for Medicare. And again, where do Medicare premiums come out of? Well, they come out of your Social Security check. The IRMA surcharges also increased by 9.7% for this year on Part B. That is insane. So lots of things to be careful of. These are ongoing adjustments. They happen every year. So we wanted to bring them to you here. Now, how has Social Security changed over the years? Let's come into that and where. What was its original intent? How has it morphed into what it is today? But we want to remind you that if you're one of the first seven today to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm, we do your Compass report for you. And part of a Compass report is the Social Security maximization report. When should you claim? How should you claim? If you're widowed, if you're divorced and remarried, all of these things matter. If you're disabled, and more importantly than when and how should you claim, how can you get your Social Security benefits tax-free? Many retirees are shocked to learn that IRAs, 401ks, pensions, and things like that create voluntary taxes on Social Security, something we often call collateral damage. And it is so frustrating because it is so avoidable with proper planning. So that's also part of your Compass report. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. We're also giving you a free copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks. You can visit us as well at wealthmapradio.com and set up your own visit right there. All right, so how has Social Security changed over the years? Did you know that when it was first introduced, you could only claim at age 65? That's it, one claiming option. But what was the average life expectancy back then? 62. So it was truly designed as social insurance against living too long. And isn't that interesting? They thought that if you did draw on it, you might draw on it for 3 to 5 years, maybe a decade, maybe, but that's it. And how is that very different than today? Well, today, all the discussion about Social Security is it is one leg of your retirement stool. There are three legs, and that's one of them. For around 40% of older Americans, if they did not have Social Security, they would fall below the poverty line. 40% of retired Americans. For one in five retirees, Social Security is their only source of income. And for half of married couples and 70% of single retirees, Social Security provides at least half of their total income. So you can plainly see Social Security has morphed to something it was never intended to be. Now, I love this study, and we've referred to it before here on the show, called The Retirement Solution Hiding in Plain Sight. And this study found that, hear me on this, that elderly poverty, which is a problem, elderly poverty could be cut by nearly 50% if retirees claimed Social Security at the optimal time. That is truly astounding. The same study also showed that claiming early, before your full retirement age, only turned out better for 6.5% of everyone who claimed early. I'm going to let you have that marinate just a little bit. But what is the optimal time? As you might imagine, it depends and may be different for everyone. Part of a personalized Compass report is that Social Security optimization report I just mentioned. Maybe you've already started drawing. Maybe your spouse hasn't. That's fine. It's one component of the Compass report among many. But here's the problem with most of these Social Security timing reports that you can get for free online or whatever. They look at Social Security in a vacuum, alone, siloed off. They do not consider the optimal time to claim, taking into account all of your other retirement assets. I cannot even tell you how big of an oversight that is and could certainly lead to poor advice and poor decisions. Your Compass report will show you the optimal time for you based on your entire picture, outlook, and assets. Further, and much more important, how to get your Social Security potentially tax-free. And at the very least, how to decrease the taxes on your Social Security to the greatest extent possible so that you don't have to rely more on your other assets and put stress on them that you weren't intending. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. We're also giving you a free copy of Paychecks and Playchecks by Tom Hegna. It's a national bestseller. When you're one of the first seven today, it's our gift. When you come in and visit with us at the firm. Again, 484-600-6512. I know that for many of you, the idea that Social Security is taxable is pretty insulting and salt in the wound. It might even be shocking to you to learn or something you've never considered before. It didn't start out that way. So learn this with me today. In the absence of other income, Social Security is tax-free. It remains tax-free with proper planning. And it started out tax-free. So I'm going to call Social Security being tax-free its natural state. What happened? Well, it started with Reagan in 1983 with a Democratic Congress that allowed up to 50% of your Social Security to become taxable. And it got worse under Clinton with a Republican Congress in 1993, where they expanded that and said, you know what? 85% of the Social Security income could be taxable. It works like this. There's a nasty little bugger called provisional income. Provisional income is almost every source of income you can name. Wages, part-time, full-time, self-employment, wages, whatever. So all wages, earnings, withdrawals from IRAs, 401ks, 457s, TSPs, 403bs, pensions, real estate income, capital gains, short or long-term, interest from bonds, whether even so-called tax-free interest from bonds, CD interest, money market account, yada, yada, yada. Everything you can possibly think of. There are two exceptions, and we'll get there. And 50% of your Social Security income. So you add all of those things up. If you married filing jointly, if you are earning, if that summation is more than $32,000, not very much, is it? If you cross $32,000, then up to half of your Social Security income could become suddenly taxable. And if so, it's always at your highest marginal rate. Well, how come? Because that's the rule. If you add up all that provisional income I just went through and you cross $44,000, again, not very much, then up to 85% of your Social Security is suddenly taxable at your highest marginal rate. That hurts. So collateral damage, IRAs and 401ks, pensions, all that kind of, all those types of accounts cause unnecessary taxation on Social Security. What doesn't? There are only two assets that do not, or two types of accounts. They are Roth accounts, whether Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs, L-I-R-Ps. It's a terribly phoneticized acronym, but oh well. A LIRP and Roth accounts are the only two that do not trigger unnecessary taxation on your Social Security. And so we say that in the absence of other income, or in the presence of Roth and LIRP distributions, Social Security is tax-free. Otherwise, you will find collateral tax damage on your Social Security anywhere from 50 to 85%, depending on how much provisional income you have. So part of comprehensive retirement planning is indeed not just when to claim Social Security, how to get the highest benefit, but how to get it tax-free. That is part of a Compass report. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. And we will be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512.
Now we're continuing here on Wealth Map Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going into and just went through the five major high-level updates in Social Security for 2026. And if you would like to get your personal tailored Compass report done, it includes the Social Security Optimization Report, which does indeed talk about not just when to claim or how to claim to get the most out of it, but how to get your Social Security, if at all possible, tax-free. And I want you to hear me on this. For so many people with the right planning, it is entirely possible to get it tax-free, but you must be intentional about your planning. You must look at what types of accounts you're using and what types of collateral damage those accounts might be causing that you weren't previously aware of. 484-600-6512, that's 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. Now, when you're one of the first seven, we're doing your Compass Report and giving you a copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book, Paychecks and Playchecks, just for coming in to hang out with us. And I think the worst-case scenario is that you make a friend, you walk away with a Compass Report that is yours, and that you can implement if you'd like. Obviously, we hope you implement it with us. It's our opportunity to impress you, to show you what the firm, what Whispering Brook Financial can do, what we often do for our clients, and how we strive to improve their lives. So again, it is 484-600-6512. I shared this alarming statistic right before the half, for the break, that a study called the Retirement Solution Hiding in Plain Sight, and it showed that 50% of all elderly poverty could be eliminated by claiming at the optimal time. And that for those who claim early, the study found that that works out in your favor only 6.5% of the time, which means that if you do plan to claim early, you have a 93.5% chance of getting less money than you could have by not claiming early. Now, all that said, sometimes it does make sense. Sometimes it is the right decision. And what is claiming optimally? Well, they don't say. Social Security timing reports are out there in mass. The problem with them is that they only tell you when is the best time or when should you claim to get the most out of it, but they look at Social Security in a vacuum. It's kind of siloed off, and they don't look at your entire financial picture. That massive oversight leads to poor advice and poor decisions. The Social Security Optimization Report that is part of the Compass Report does look at all of those things. You must look at all your different assets, the estate, the risks, the dangers and opportunities that exist in your picture that are unique. And all that must be taken into account to give proper outlooks on when you should take your Social Security in your unique situation. You know, that same study also showed, and it uses this interesting word, it says sacrifice, that retirees sacrifice $3.4 trillion. That's a lot of money, by claiming wrong, or as they say, suboptimally. This is a huge deal. And that is exactly why the Social Security Optimization slice is part of your Compass Report. If you're already claiming, great, maybe you qualify for a do-over. Did you know there's a one-time exception for a do-over on claiming if you're not happy the way that you've claimed? Maybe you qualify for that. And if you want to look into that, of course, we do analyze that. 484-600-6512. Let's get your Compass Report started. It is complimentary without obligation. WealthMapRadio.com or 484-600-6512. Can you guys tell we love this stuff? I mean, we eat, drink, sleep, and breathe it. It's what we do. We wake up in the morning excited about retirement planning and everything that that encompasses. We focus hard on the acronym RETIRE, you know, retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment, RETIRE. And the Compass Report is designed to adhere, to touch each one of those areas. Because when you do correct retirement planning, estate planning, tax planning, income planning, risk mitigation, then enjoyment, the final E, is more fully realized. That's what retirement should be. It should be that big, big vacation you have been planning on. But it can't be unless the planning is holistic. It can't be just by looking at a pie chart on your annual or quarterly statement thinking, oh, I think I'm okay. That is far too superficial. When you see your tailored Compass Report, maybe you'll be one of the the people that do an embarrassing happy dance as you walk out of our office, as we have it implemented and take steps together, and we commit to work to walk the path with you. Because we have, ladies and gentlemen, retired hundreds of times by virtue of our clients. I'm willing to bet you have not yet retired or only retired once. We know by vast experience what does tend to work, and we know by experience what tends not to work, the gotchas that are out there, the dangers, the opportunities that you might not be aware of. All of those things are vital to know, and why the Compass Report is so holistic in its approach. 484-600-6512. Okay, let's get into a case study. Many people come to see the team and lay out their retirement plans to be reviewed and hopefully improve upon. And often we do find hidden potential in many situations. We uncover that when taking into account all the assets, the objectives, the goals. But we also do find hidden pitfalls that many have not considered or even know about. The focus is finding those pitfalls, which do include unnecessary and unknowing wealth transfers. We're going to talk about this for a minute. Let's discuss wealth transfers. A wealth transfer is anything that takes money from your balance sheet and transfers it to someone else's balance sheet. And many times, these wealth transfers are happening either unknowingly or unnecessarily. Unknowingly means you simply didn't know that those wealth transfers were happening. But now that you do, you have a stewardship to yourself and your family to do something about it. Now see, you are a fiduciary for your own family and your own self. Don't forget that. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to do what is in your best interest and to understand the dangers, opportunities, and strengths, to be educated in your current scenario. All right, so wealth transfers unknowingly. So many times, people just don't know. They have inefficient structures, allocations, strategies, hidden fees, for example, that are truly costing them. The team finds them and quashes them. The other type of wealth transfer are those that are unnecessary. Collateral damage in the form of taxes is a very common, unnecessary, or voluntary wealth transfer. Almost without fail, when the team reviews someone's retirement situations, they are set up to have wealth transferred through voluntary taxes. This removes a significant portion of money from your balance sheet to that of the U.S. Treasury's balance sheet. And I mean, guys, call us crazy, but we find voluntary taxes highly offensive. And many retirees are paying six figures or more in voluntary taxes over their retirement because no one has ever shown them a better way, or they drink the Kool-Aid that procrastinating taxes as long as possible is the most beneficial approach, when in fact it is one of the most damaging. The Compass Report is designed to identify those unknowing and unnecessary or voluntary wealth transfers. 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. Be one of the first seven today. Get together with the team and get your Compass Report done. No one has ever been offended by us helping them create multiple streams of tax-free income for their retirement and being insulated from market turmoil like we're facing now. 484-600-6512. Another form of wealth transfer that isn't often thought of as a wealth transfer is taking on unnecessary market risk. Now, we often employ a strategy called a buffer strategy to minimize or eliminate downside risk from the markets, and while still participating in the upward movement of the markets. This does much to address a risk that is called sequence of return risk, which is nearly as damaging as poor tax planning in retirement is. When someone has poor tax planning, which does result by the head-in-the-sand approach, drinking the Kool-Aid of tax deferral, blah, 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 And then that gets combined with the head in the sand approach toward market risk. Buy, hold, and pray. Eventually, it'll be okay. You know how it goes. Retirement assets usually die a decade earlier than they otherwise would have. This is not a small or insignificant consideration. All right, so here's Greg and Jen. Greg is 68, Jen is 63. They're going to retire in 3 years, current effective tax rate of 17%. So follow me a little bit here as I set the table. They have about $20,000 in emergency funds, just highly liquid stuff, $310,000 between 401ks and IRAs, in other words, tax-hostile accounts that cause collateral damage on Social Security, on Medicare, etc. They do plan to max out the pre-tax 401k for the next 3 years, and there's no employer match in this situation. They'll have their Social Security, but in this case, as you might already surmise, it will be 85% taxable because of their 401k and IRA. That will trigger taxation on Social Security. They'd like us to plan through age 95. And their monthly goal is a net after-tax amount of $5,500, and they want it increasing by 3% per year and to maximize what's left behind if anything's there. So this is a bit of a legacy or an estate planning play as well of an income play. And this assumes, of course, their income goals are confidently met. We'll assume a 7% rate of return while they're working for the next 3 years, and then a 5% rate of return or an average when they retire in 3 years. Their biggest concerns are market risk, which is very understandable with what we see going on out there right now, and the economic indicators we're seeing. They recognize also that everything they have is in a tax-hostile location, meaning taxes are deferred or being procrastinated, their 401ks and IRAs, and all the collateral damage that they can cause. So they want to see two things. Would their money last, hitting their net after-tax goal of $5,500 through age 95, increasing by 3% a year? And two, how much could they leave their heirs? Projecting forward, we find this, and this might be part one of a compass report, the current path projection. They can hit their income goal of $5,500 net after tax per month, increasing by 3% a year, and leave about $390,000 to their heirs. This assumes that taxes never went up, which is a laughable assumption, and that they earn 7% while they're working, 5% when retired, without fail. This is part one of the Compass Report, Your Current Path. Obviously, I've done a very summarized version of it. But you need to get connected to what is your current path? What are your taxes looking like? What will your plan provide with many different stress tests? 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. It is so valuable just to connect with where you are and where you're likely headed with your current path. So here for Greg and Jen, there is a scenario where their current path or outlook might work. There is a possibility. But then we asked them what flaws they could see in this analysis. And after some quiet moments, they said, well, it doesn't account for market fluctuations. It's just an average 7 or an average 5 or an average 8 or average 9%, whatever you're assuming. But it happens every year. And that's what most reports, even from advisors, assume, and that is a serious weakness and a very superficial approach. Even just one negative year throws this thing haywire. So it is not a good projection because there's no stress test of using actual year-by-year volatile returns of the markets. The second flaw was taxes. It assumed that taxes did not ever rise. And as I said, that is laughable, but it's more than laughable. It's reckless and ignorant. So we fixed both. We went back in time and using the actual stock market performance since the turn of the century. And we assumed a modest tax increase as the years in retirement went on for Greg and Jen. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me be bold. We believe it is unethical to not model in at least a modest tax increase along the way. I know the Trump cuts were made permanent, but I'm telling you, the tax code is written in pencil. After all, the Reagan tax cuts in 1986 were also permanent and lasted not even 3 years. You see where I'm going here? So I love, from a tax perspective, that we have lower tax brackets, so-called permanently, in air quotes. But it is unethical and reckless to not model in at least a modest tax increase somewhere along the line. Now that we have this much more realistic scenario, what do the projections show for Greg and Jen? Using the actual stock market history, which is higher than the rate the averages we were assuming, and like the year-by-year returns, I mean, all right, follow me, and a modest tax increase. Well, they start now experiencing cash deficits by Greg's age, 82. By Jen's age, 87. They wanted it to last until Greg's age of 95, but by 82, with more realistic assumptions in place, they fall $10,000 short by Greg's age, 82. At age 83, they're $13,000 short. And that deficit continues until age 85, when they are more than $40,000 short that year from what they need. Do you see how using actual market history is very telling, using volatile returns, as is factoring in modest tax increases? This helps stress test the strategy, and it really highlighted that their current path was actually not going to accomplish their goals, despite the very first scenario, which was way too superficial, saying it would. That generic first type of projection is much too flawed to rely upon. And I hate to say it, but that's what most advisors do. They do not take into account market fluctuations. They do not take into account sequence of return risk. They do not stress test it for the all but certain situation of higher taxes over time. A Compass report helps solve these and other issues. We are doing a full tailored Compass report for the first 7 today. When you call and set up a free visit with us at the firm, 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. And I'd also like you to get the free book called Paychecks and Playchecks by Tom Hegna when you're one of the first 7 today to call and set that visit up. It is complimentary. There is no obligation. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. All right, here's the solution for Greg and Jen, because we're finding, no, their money doesn't last when we actually use realistic assumptions in the projections. In fact, not only do they not leave any money behind, they start experiencing permanent cash flow deficits at age 82. Just when what? Well, just when we might see a lot of increased health care needing long-term care, all that stuff needed to come into the picture. So the solution is that we set up a personal private pension that provides guaranteed income for Greg and Jen's joint lives. And we made it so that that income would stay under the standard deduction and therefore come to them tax-free. We also did some strategic Roth conversions, ensuring not to pierce the next tax bracket that has to be managed. And that took care of much of the tax bomb that had built up over so many years in their 401k and IRA. And that, therefore, became our second stream of tax-free retirement income. Once we had those assets living in tax-free locations or environments from that time forward, the allocation discussion becomes important. In other words, you know, the pie chart, right? What is my pie chart going to look like? How much of this? How much of that? We put buffers in place such that whenever there was a negative market year, no income would be taken from the market-driven accounts, but rather from the guaranteed buffer strategies we mixed into the allocation, and therefore letting the market accounts in a negative year recover without the stress of having to provide income. See how easy? That one change drastically reduced the sequence of return risk, and we made it all tax-free. Next, Social Security. Well, it was taxable in the first current path scenario because of the 401k and IRA. Those types of vehicles cause Social Security to become taxable unnecessarily, and we call the taxes they who pay on Social Security in those cases voluntary. Now that we've used strategic Roth conversions, it will not be. Roth distributions do not cause Social Security to become taxable. So for Greg and Jen, this is now their third stream of tax-free income. The result of all of this is that within 5 years, intentional planning, taking action, Greg and Jen would be in the 0% tax bracket. And what if taxes do rise sharply? What if they even doubled? Are they affected? No. Because 2 times 0 is still 0. If you're in the 0% tax bracket, you don't care what happens to taxes in the future. Now, with all of that in place, they easily meet their retirement income goal of $5,500 a month net after tax. Recall that in that first superficial projection, it showed them having about $390,000 left over to their heirs, which is a goal, right? They'd like that to happen. The more realistic, stress-tested version of their current path showed experiencing permanent cash flow deficits starting at age 82, only 11 years into their retirement, having nothing left over. And that's when we used actual market history and assumed realistic, modest tax increases. The holistic revised path now shows them easily obtaining their income goal using actual market historical returns. We're still stress testing it. And they now have over $1.3 million left to their heirs. That's nearly $900,000 above that first improbable superficial scenario, including with all the stress tests still in play. Tax-free income, 0% tax bracket, increasing their asset levels by over $900,000 throughout their retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a lot of hidden potential that Greg and Jen did not know existed in their situation. The Compass Report discovered it. The team sat down, optimized it, made a plan, and to their credit, to Greg and Jen's credit, they took the steps necessary. Now, in leaving $1.3 million to their heirs, confidently hitting their net income goals, they could take a lot more income if they wanted. They saw that, recognized it. If taxes rose sharply, they would not be affected because they have established all of their incomes being tax-free. And therefore, they are insulated against what we believe are inevitable tax increases in the future. And finally, what does often cause a happy dance in our offices, we were able to show them a plan to get their Social Security tax-free. Yes, all the when should we claim, how should we claim, all of that happened in the Social Security Optimization Report that is part of a Compass report. But beyond that, how do we get it tax-free? This was how. Is there a lot more going on under the hood? Yes, there is. It's hard to describe over the air. But this is why we're giving you an opportunity to visit with us at the firm. Learn about the Compass Report. See what it might do for you. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. or wealthmapradio.com. And so as we develop retirement strategies, there is an acronym, imagine that, that we absolutely adhere to, and it's the acronym PLAN, P-L-A-N, where P is for predictability. It is important to value predictable income, predictable returns, more than potential. So predictability trumps potential. L is for low correlation. This is a way of saying that your plan, your retirement strategy, should be independent of what politicians do, what the economy does, or what markets do. That's expressed in technical terms called low correlation. A is for alignment. You have heard how certain types of accounts in your retirement picture can cause damage, collateral damage to other pieces of your picture. That is not acceptable. When your plan is perfectly in alignment, the weaknesses of certain areas are offset by the strengths of others, not harmed by other pieces in the plan, and there begins to be a wonderful harmony. N is for net income, which is the recognition that the bottom line in retirement planning is net spendable income, and that is best achieved through tax-free and efficient planning. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Be one of the first seven today. Get your compass report off the ground. 484-600-6512. Thanks for being with us.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.